Hey, it's syndicated radio talk show host, author, singer, Al Cole, welcoming you to another edition of People of Distinction, the talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. I come from CBS Radio. My shows are nationally syndicated, and I've helped pave the way to treating women, guys too, with the dignity that they deserve. And I do that through my show, People of Distinction, aired on top networks, including, you could say, the toppest. Oh boy, Apple's iTunes Radio Network. Under their professional news talk division, they air CBS shows, Fox News, NPR, BBC, C-SPAN 2, whole kit and caboodle there. And I'll tell you, it's the best talk in the country and around the world, Apple's iTunes Radio Network. And I want you to visit my website, peopleofdistinction.org, and you can see a lot there. You can hear a lot there, all of my Apple streams. And you can also hear the celebrity interviews that I've done with NBC people, CBS, and also stars in music, Grammy Award-winning stars. And Congress people as well, senators and U.S. Congress people. Check it all out at peopleofdistinction.org. And also check out my association with Arianna Huffington of the Huffington Post as well. And also my major media consulting. I can help you if you're having a problem moving your book or your podcast or speaking programs, coaching programs, whatever. If you want to learn how to make a profit through that, through media, well, I've helped hundreds of people to do that, and I can help you too. You can email me at alcoleholic@gmail.com. You heard me right. That's alcoleholic@gmail.com. And I really want to thank my CBS radio listeners for coming up with that handle, Alcoleholic. Ha ha. Seems like from day one, my listeners have been saying, Al, we love what you're doing there, brother. In fact, we're hooked on it. We're alcoholics. Hey, we love that. And, of course, I'm a New York Times bestselling author with Chicken Soup for the Soul. Chicken Soup for the Soul is distributed by CBS's Simon & Schuster, so we keep it in the family that way. Coming up, guy who's helping a lot of families, young people, and his name is Dr. Moses McCutcheon. And he's written a gripping new book called Planning Today for Success Tomorrow, something we should all do, except it's geared more towards the younger crowd. Yeah, students. Especially students need that direction these days and all days. So the subtitle of his book really says it all, Helping Students Choose their College or Trade School Major and Career. Now, you break that down, and a lot of people are going to ask, I know this because I've sat on committees of the United Way and also the National Urban League, education committees, and also housing committees and homelessness committees, but we're talking education right now. A lot of people are going to ask, well, Al, where are the parents in all of this? Hey, where are the parents in all of this? Now, Dr. Moses knows that at a certain point, parents kind of drop off the scene. They're heavy into first grade, second grade, elementary school. They start to drop off a little bit more, middle school. And actually in high school, there are few parents who really get involved. PTA, well, that's waning. And that's when the kids need it the most. I say kids, you know, students, young people. They need that planning direction the most there because they're on the verge of adulthood at that particular point. They are students, and maybe in a few years they might be homeowners. Or they'll be, you know, trying to raise their credit rating, and they'll try to maybe have a relationship that lasts a lifetime, as we put it, marriage, children. Well, that's when we really need to guide these younger people into tomorrow and plan today for that. And he's doing a great job to help students to do that. We're going to be talking about all of that. And not all students are geared towards college. And you know what? Especially these days, there's a lot of talk about, well, you have to have some sort of degree and plus degrees upon degrees. And the higher degrees you get, the more money you're going to make. Well, that's yes and no. because many of the people who are in trade, and they just go to trade school, sometimes their jobs are more regular. They might not be making as much as a Wall Street banker, but then Wall Street bankers are in and out, and they're easily, you know, they're easily replaced. But a lot of times you can't replace the regular trade school, you know, the plumbers, the carpenters, the et cetera in trade. And he's going to have some stories to tell about many of the younger people. Maybe they're preferring trade these days, especially knowing how younger people are getting a bad break with going to college, thinking that they're going to get a good job, then they can't even get hired, or they're underemployed. Yeah, and we know about college debt these days. All of these things we're going to talk about. It's an express interview, but we'll get it all in. And I will say that he was brought to me by Parchment Global Publishing, one of the best in the publishing world. If you want to move your book, move it through Parchment. ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com. And getting back to Dr. Moses McCutcheon, his book is available on Amazon. And also, I want you to run to his website too, DrMosesMcCutcheon.com. Welcome to People of Distinction with Al Cole, Dr. McCutcheon. How are you today?
I'm doing magnificently well. And how are you?
I'm doing well. And we're going to be talking about it in a very descriptive sort of way, an honest way, about helping students choose their college or trade school major and career. From your book, Planning Today for Success Tomorrow. Now, the first thing I like to do with professionals who come on my show, tell us a little bit, and you know, understanding that it's a spotlight interview, not a full length interview. It's not an hour or anything like that. But tell us, just in a quick minute, some of your background here in education, and the credentials that make you a guy that can really talk this way professionally about helping students. What are some of your credentials in education, Dr. Moses?
Well, I have a degree at each level of education. I have an associate degree in general education, which set the stage for a bachelor's degree now in business with focus on entrepreneurship, and then a master's degree in administration for business and education. And I have a doctor of education degree and organizational leadership. So I'm heavily involved in training and development in the area of life and career guidance based upon life purpose as it relates to work.
We get it. And as it relates to life purpose and direction, of course, we're talking about high schoolers when we're talking about helping students choose their college. It's a foregone conclusion that they haven't gotten to college yet. And trade school. Now, what are some of the main things that you want to go over with students to help them choose a college, or whether they want to go to college or a trade school? What are some of those ABCs that come across your desk that way that you'd like to get out to these students?
Well, one of the things, our program, the book comes with a training system. And the book is also set up so that the parent can use it to help the child. It's a process that I have to go through myself. In other words, the book was written because of my own need. When I was ready to leave high school, and I had been thinking about it since elementary school, what's the one thing I really want to do? And I just couldn't come to a conclusion on that. So it took years to discover the process, which I've written into this book. So the first thing that we do is start out with an assessment to help the student determine where they are in relationship to where they want to be or think they want to be. And that set the stage for how we work with them going forward, and we partner with the parents and with the principal and counselor and teachers at the school to help the child.
We get it. Now, There are different ingredients that go into choosing a college, if we're just talking about college right now, not trade school yet. And
right.
it's not all a matter of grades. In fact, sometimes grades right. more and more are shot a little bit to the back burner. A lot of colleges these days put so much emphasis on community service and community activities and school activities. How much emphasis do you put on that?
A great deal of emphasis is placed on that because that's where one gets an opportunity to explore. In fact, if this emphasis is placed during the K-12 years, that's the ideal time to do that, especially in the upper level of middle school, eighth grade, and then going into high school, ninth grade. You certainly want to do that because that's a form of career exploration to determine what one likes. It helps that. That's one of the clues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely right. And I'm going to make a quick reflection here, of course, to my listening audience. When Dr. McCutcheon was talking about K through 12, of course, he meant kindergarten mm-hmm. through 12. And as I said in my introduction, and I think he's going to agree with this, parents are pretty much on board in the first few years of a child's education, you know, those elementary school years. They tend to drop off a little bit more in middle school. And, of course, you know, what Dr. McCutcheon is talking about is, well, that's when you're really starting to do the planning. It's tough, you know, I mean, you can start from K, kindergarten, but, you know, realistically, it's when kids start to hit middle school and now they're really getting a little bit more serious about what they're studying. And now they can do some community service, and particularly when they get into high school, then the community service and the activities, well, that clicks in. However, sometimes that takes parental approval, and the parents sometimes drop out. They're not there, and not of their own accord all the time. Sometimes they're just so heavily burdened with work. Do you find that a problem, mm-hmm. getting kids involved, students involved at the high school level with community service, community activities, when it takes the parents' approval to do that? Is that a little bit of a dilemma at that point, Dr. McCutcheon?
Well, it could be a dilemma, but if it's handled properly, it can be dealt with. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to get the parent. That's why in the book, there are 14 short chapters, and each one of them start with their parents, school, and organization with middle and or high school students. So we address it to them so that we realize their role in this is very important. Also, with regard to exploration, the child can explore early at home if the parents give them chores to do. Mm. And they can pay them a little stipend. Yeah. In many cases, the parent might pay, give the child an allowance or whatever, so have them do chores at home. And then also, this can be done in the early grades. So when they are older, like at the high school level, they can get summer jobs. Many, like the Workforce Development Board, have programs in the summer where kids can be hired and they are paid. So they are paid internship, and then there's unpaid internship. And with regard to services, you want to try to get them acclimated, if you will, to the area of work and what they love doing most at an early age. The earlier you do this, the better, mm-hmm. because by the time that they get to through the 12th grade and going into college, they can then have, through our process and training, they can have their choices down to three, with the worst in the worst position. In other words, they can have three areas to choose from, a major, a minor, and one other, and the one other can drop off.
We get it. And people, if you get it too, you can order this book, Planning Today for Success Tomorrow, by our special guest, Dr. Moses McCutcheon. And it's available to you at Amazon.com. You can run to Dr. McCutcheon's website too, drmosesmccutcheon.com. A couple of other things.
Dr. Moses McCutcheon Jr.
Oh, there's a junior in there. Why not?
Yes.
So your father was named the same thing. We like that. Dr. Moses McCutcheon Jr.com. Now,
yes,
let's get into a little bit more of this college, and then I want to get into the trade school as well. You can say anything you want about certain things that you do. I know what, you know, some of the things my listeners might be interested in particularly. There are SATs, you know, how they factor in. Financial aid, that's a big, big factor, too. There could be kids who have top grades, they have community service, but there are no bucks there. And then you got to, you know, try to go around the block to get some financial aid to help out these kids. Tell us a little bit about these factors as well, SATs, financial aid, whatever other factors go into helping students choose their college. What are they?
Okay, the piece about the financial aid and the money, those systems are already in place. Mm-hmm. That's at this point, that's not the major problem. The major problem here is that they're able to get the money to, but they don't really know what they want to do. So because those things are available, and that's a part of our system, our emphasis first is on getting them to realize how they really want to use that money. Because most students are using the money they are exploring at the college level.
Mm-hmm.
So when a person explores at the college level, they pay for each change that's made. So we don't get into that aspect until we help them to figure out what it is they really want to be or do. And that's done through the process that we teach. Then after that's clear, then we get into the money. That's the easier part of it.
Yeah, that's good. Well explained there. And SATs, now they seem to not mean as much as they did maybe a generation ago, but still, I'm sure that they still are important. How do you how do you gauge that into the mix here?
Well, we have this program fits very well into a collaboration, and we have partners that specialize in SAT training.
Mm-hmm.
So then we refer them to those organizations, and then we're referring them after they've been through the life and career guidance training and have a clear picture of what they really want to be or do. And now they can focus on passing that SAT along with the training that they are going to get. So for funding and for SAT or any other type of education that a student may need, we have people in our network and in our collaboration that we refer them to so they can get this additional help and assistance.
Yeah, you know, that's really good. And I know that even just a few years ago, females were doing better than males in college, and especially in minority communities, within the Black community particularly, 2-1, I believe it was, in terms of females' retention in college as opposed to males. Is that still basically the same?
That's still basically the same. And so basically what we attempt to do in our training process is that we teach the student how to see that their life purpose is a tool that can be used to choose the right college or trade school major for them.
Mm-hmm.
The right college or trade school major will help them to not only save money and not have to get a loan that they don't need, and also use the parents' money if they're spending on the education, if they're spending their money, it can be well used.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea, again, is to teach them how to discover their life purpose as it relates to work. And our process does that. teach them how to do that, and then choose the major. Now, that major could turn out to be a college major, or it could be a trade school major.
Yeah.
But that will determine what the major would be.
And now, trade school. Let's cap it off a little bit with the trade school majors. I would think that it might be more obvious that way. High schoolers, you know, they think, well, I got to go to college, but I really don't know what I want to do, yeah. as you said. But trade school, these kids probably know what they want to do. They've probably been working at it, maybe with a family member or something. And so trade school, how do you go about choosing people for trade schools? And they choose themselves, pretty much. What do you do with that?
Well, our process. Again, I go back to our process. Our process teach the students to discover their life purpose as it relates to work.
Yep.
So then once that's discovered, we go through that process and we have tangible things that they can do. For example, this program relates very well and can be used at home and in school and in the community. So we get them, for example, if they're in a classroom, we get them to write stories about what they have done and how has that been a success? How did they achieve that? And so they're able to identify their skills and they're able to identify their favorite skills. And also there's an exercise that teaches them a brainstorming session whereby they have the opportunity to brainstorm with others to discover their favorite skills, and they are asked only to focus on their favorite skills. Well, once if they already have these skills, and these skills are skills that they enjoy, and it could be an academic skill, or it could be a trade school skill. So that would determine what the major would be, mm-hmm. whether it's a college, whether the kid should be going to the college based upon this, or whether they should be going to a trade school. And mm-hmm. it's all about what the kid is passionate about. That's why we get the parents in at an early age, because the parents now has observed the child from birth, and they're able to see at a very young age what the child was doing and enjoy and that sort of thing. And so they're able to help the child identify the best major for them from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Now, be aware that there are many parents that might want the child to live a dream that they had. This does not work because the child has, God, if you will, has given the child their own gifts, talents, and purpose for doing things. And the purpose piece, as it relates to work, is the basis for determining whether it's a college that the child should go to, or whether it's a trade school, or whether it's a specialty school. We have a special software whereby individuals are interviewed in the various career fields, and the courses that are needed to take in order to get that major. So if one wants to be an accountant, for example, the classes are listed. And then there's an interview that's done by people who share what it's like to do that work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well put. And with trade schools, one other quick thing here. It corresponds very, very well with what you were saying about preparedness for work. I would think uh-huh. that it's easier to, if somebody goes to trade school, they're making money a lot more quickly than if somebody goes to college. As a result,
yes.
Are there more high school students opting for trade schools now than maybe a generation ago?
Well, not necessarily so. One of the key issue with this is that if you ask a parent, or if you ask a principal, or if you ask the student themselves, well, you know, what are you going to do after after high school, almost all of them will tell you, I'm going to go to college.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's their response.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's instilled in them. The thing that the parent, what the parents want to do is work with the school. The school will provide an excellent general education for the child.
Yeah.
The career guidance piece is the piece that's missing. It's like having an education and you don't have, or it's like, for example, of buying a piece of equipment and you don't have an instruction book with it. So mm-hmm. an instruction book for education is the life and career guidance piece in the form of a training program to teach the student how to use the education that they're going to receive, where it's going to be used, and how it is to be used. So students are not getting that. So, you know, I've had students with 4.0 grade point average, and when you ask them, well, what are you going to do after high school? Well, I'm going to college. Well, what will your major be? Well, I don't know. I'm told I can figure that out once I'm there. Mm-hmm. Well, see, once they are there, now the cost of education is going to increase mm-hmm. because they didn't do any exploration or had a training like we're offering now during the K-12 years. Now they're doing it on their own in college without guidance. The career centers are there, but then they are not using the career centers because they don't know how to take advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
So we teach them how to use the career center. We teach them how to work with the counselors and the professors and the teachers. And we work with the parents. We partner with all of them because everything is good. What's missing is the direction.
Mm-hmm.
The guidance, the instruction booklet, if you will.
Yeah, we get it. Hey, and it's making a lot of sense here for our parents out there. Maybe there are some younger people listening as well. But for you parents, get on board and help out your children at young ages, as Dr. Moses McCutcheon,
yes.
our special guest, is a proponent of. And if you want to order his book and find out more, Planning Today for Success Tomorrow. That's on Amazon.com. And also, I really want to encourage you to go to his website, drmosesmccutcheonjr.com, and check it all out. We only have 1 minute left here. Where do you see this going into the next 10 years, another generation coming to, you know, 10, 15 years or so? Is it going to be easier or tougher to plan today for success tomorrow, Dr. McCutcheon?
Well, going into the future and is happening now is that years ago there were each year there are more and more careers and the colleges and universities have more and more majors, so which makes it more difficult to choose. So what's going to be very important is our training system that's going to offer them a way how to choose that college or trade school major and career. And we'll do that through helping them to discover their life purpose and use that as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
Approximately 50%, and I was in that group, will admit that they don't really know what they want to be or do as high school seniors. And then there's an approximate another 50% think they know. They don't know that they don't know until after they have graduated with a degree and they have student loans to pay, and those who are able to get a job, they're already in a job that they hate, which turns out to be about 77%, and this is on the lower end, is actually higher than that, of people in the workplace that hate their jobs.
Mm.
And so then this will never go down until people are clear about their own gifts and talents as it relates to work and find the right job for them. And entrepreneurship is another avenue for those who want to work, and part of what we do, we help people to find their work and we help them to get to a place where they are able to start making a living from that, turn it into a business.
Absolutely.
And move forward.
Yep. Hey, and I'm going to have the final word here on People of Distinction with Al Cole. It's All Making Sense with Dr. Moses McCutcheon. And I'm going to leave you with this. This goes out to my listening audience. Whether you're college bound or trade school bound as a student, you're always bound to that heart and soul that you were born with. And see, our human family is real, but the human family is only as good as our nuclear families allow it to be. So parents, get in there and stay in there. Being a parent is a lifetime activity and involvement and obligation to your child. So as Dr. Moses was saying, get in there early and help that child to develop that passion for life, that passion for doing something that's going to serve others. And as he or she does that, now it makes Dr. Moses McCutcheon's job a lot easier of planning today for success tomorrow. And one more time, if you want to order that book, you can order it at drmosesmccutcheonjr.com and also at amazon.com. And don't forget, he was brought to us by Parchment Global Publishing, one of the best. ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com is where you want to go for all of your book needs. Thank you so much, Dr. Moses, for being our guest on People of Distinction with Al Cole today. We wish you all the best with your book and your life directions of helping children to students. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love it.
Oh, no, that was fine. Thank you so much.